Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
Oh, and I'm borderline as positive as could possibly be, Chuck Mockler.
And we're your friendly neighborhood Clippers podcast, just a couple of best friends and Clipper credentialed media folks who bring you Locked On Clippers 5 days a week.
We absolutely do. This is a 7 in the morning podcast. We hope you're ready to get hyped up if you're listening because we
did you
are...
even go to sleep?
Did you even go to sleep after that Clippers win? Unbelievable.
We're going to be kicking things off with, I mean, the best win of the Clippers season?
It's one of the best wins in Clippers history when you look at the whole thing, but we'll get into that.
The Clippers take down the Jazz 119-111. Talk about what we like from that. Whole lot to like. A couple of things we didn't like and just kind of how we're feeling after that. And then it's Thirsty Thursday. Look, we didn't mention it up top, but I mean, we're obviously going to talk about the Kawhi stuff.
For sure. Have to. Yeah.
Sort of those implications and what that means for the team moving forward. So That's going to take over our Thirsty Thursday. And then in shavings, we just got to decompress for a minute of what the hell was today in the NBA.
It was one of the craziest days. I mean, other than free agency, maybe ever.
It was busier than a free agency. Yeah. It felt like this was truly insane. And we also have a very special message for all the listeners and any fans out there who are going to be at Game 6.
Oh, yeah.
So all that and more coming up right about now. But first, got to let you know, today's episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. And only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. So stay tuned for the Ultra Moment segment coming up later in the episode.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Okay, the Clips got it done in Utah. They absolutely did. 119-111 over the Jazz.
Got it done indeed.
No Kawhi Leonard, which we're going to talk about later. There's a knee sprain. Still waiting kind of words on the severity of that. Terrence Mann started in his place and dunked on Rudy Gobert, which we'll get to later.
In a key moment.
But we have to talk about Paul George having one of the best performances of his career.
Man, he rose
all
to the occasion.
All things considered.
Yeah, he rose to the occasion. No, it was incredible. He was aggressive early.
He was gassed late, which makes sense.
He was gassed late, but luckily, some guys were able to step up and fill a little bit of the gaps there because truly one guy can't do it all.
I mean, 37, 16, and 5. I'm not sure what can really be said about a performance like this. This is exactly what, I mean, if you were to draw up, what do the Clips need from Paul George without Kawhi Leonard in game 5? You'd say probably over 35 points, probably got to get over 10 boards, have a couple of dimes. It was amazing. I mean, 54% from the floor. What's more astonishing is, I mean, he took 11 free throws. So that aggressiveness, like you said, was there. Hats off to Paul. God damn, man. What a season.
Yeah.
Just in general. He's the first player in franchise history to score 20 points
in 12
straight postseason games. Just unreal. Helping him, though, which the Clippers needed.
And they got
Marcus Morris. We talked about it in the pregame episode, how he had to back up his comments about Utah. Well, he did. He had a playoff career high.
Yes.
25 points from Marcus Morris, 63% shooting.
Iconic step over Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk about the chippiness
of this a little bit later. But Batum, the man, the
salute
myth, the
to
legend.
The battalion. Salute to Clipper Spencer.
He added 4 steals. He was 3 of 6 from 3. He played the most minutes on the team. Look, we've been big proponents of play Batum 40 minutes.
We got it. We've got it twice.
And he came through. And also, just Reggie Jackson.
Give both these guys the max. Can we have 4 max contracts on the team?
I mean, he was 8 for 15, 22 points. It seemed like at points of this time, there were no things that Reggie could not do.
There was points in this game when Paul George was so tired that it felt like Reggie Jackson should have the ball.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm saying that. At this point, look, we're done with predictions for this team. We're just, everyone's along for the ride. Terrence Mann's energy was crucial.
Yes.
He took it to Gobert at a time when Gobert was kind of crushing our small ball lineup. Things were getting a little tense there late, but we needed it. The Clippers also weathered one of the most, if you watched this game, the first half shooting from the Jazz, you quite literally will maybe never see a first half that high volume plus efficient from deep.
Yeah, it was, it was on another level. But Bogdan was 6 for 6 from 3 at one point?
He had 18 in the first quarter. Like this, this game could have been a whole lot different had there not been resiliency from the Clippers. I'm sorry. I'm pulling up the stats right now just so we can get the percentages on this. The Jazz went 17 of 30 from three. They made one less than the Clippers took from three-point range in the first half, and they won. One of the things that, too, like, Ty Lue has his team drilled.
Yeah, I mean, really on both ends of the floor. I mean, I think that that was a great adjustment at the half, just being a little bit more aggressive. Not giving up as many open looks. We did kind of lose Rudy Gobert there for a stretch. Like, there was, like, one point where I was like, man, is this going to kind of be the time that the small ball gets punished?
Mm-hmm. And it kind of was, but we were shooting well enough.
It was just for, like, it was just for a stretch, and then, like, kind of the shooting opened everything up a little bit more again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so hyped up.
Yeah.
This was unbelievable.
I mean, yeah, after the... I mean, the worst news I think that we've gotten all season. This is
the damn day was a roller coaster.
This is a huge win. I'm a little speechless. I really, it's insane.
And on a night when a former Clippers coach blows a 24-point lead, feels a little extra. There's a little extra motivation there. Again, I can't stop thinking about how good Paul George was. I can't stop thinking about how Reggie Jackson and Batum were just so needed down the stretch. We got to get into what we didn't like because there was just a couple things. I mean, the first thing was the Jazz shooting. Just to begin this game was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Bojan finished with 32. You know, we did make it really difficult on Donovan Mitchell. Hard thing to do.
It's funny because that was almost kind of our downfall, right? Because the overhelping on Mitchell kind of left. Like, they hit some junk shots. And I say that in a nice way because some of those shots, it was like, how are these going in?
Yeah.
You make 17 threes in the first half. Some of them are going to be a little, oh, that was kind of lucky.
Yeah, for sure.
But the overhelping was a little dicey in the beginning, but things got better as the game went on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, like, just holding Donovan Mitchell to 21 points is incredible.
That's a win. The Jazz also went 3 of 24 in the second half from three.
Yeah.
They put up, 57 threes tonight?
Insane.
54, excuse me. That has to be a record. Or close to it.
If they're last, because they've already put 53 up in this series.
Yeah. Bit of a rough go for Zoo.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess this is kind of the only, like, didn't like things is, look, I think if the rotation, like, we can get these sort of performances for one more game, you know, then this is all null and void.
Right.
But you do worry with the short rest, like, if we have to expand the rotation at all. The depth is a little shaky in this series.
Right? Absolutely. Overall, we're going to talk about that in the next segment, but you're right.
This was a rough game for Zoo. You know, he only saw 8 minutes of action. He did his free throws, did not hit his one field goal attempt. He looked a little shaky, and I guess, like...
Funny, because we liked him in game four. He was soaking up minutes against Gobert well.
Yeah, yeah. And in this one, like... I mean, I don't want to hamper on the dude, and once again, it's only 8 minutes of action. Yeah. So it's not like
Rondo.
It's the largest... It's not the largest sample size, but just down so many guys, it would be really nice if he could kind of soak up some minutes.
Right. No, 100%.
All right, so let's talk about Rondo.
I mean, there's not really a whole bunch. Like, the spacing is bad when he's out there. He had the worst plus minus on the team tonight.
Yeah. What's up? When he was on the floor. Yeah, I don't know.
Him and Bev together is not good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just sit him down. Like, I think the only reason he played was because we needed bodies tonight. It has to be.
Oh, no, fully.
Because it was not there.
Yeah, because this has not been his series.
No, the last one was kind of just a little, only kind of his series.
Yeah, right? He had a couple pretty bad games.
And the thing we got to close out on is, look, dear Utah Jazz fans. If you're listening to this, also welcome, by the way. Thanks for coming through. Insane series so far. The Jazz were a little chippy in this one.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had Royce O'Neal trying to put PG in a headlock in midair.
Yeah, I don't know how that one wasn't called a flag, right?
That was insane. Gobert tried to trip Marcus Morris.
Pull. I mean, He tried to break his ankles.
I'll tell you one thing. He was trying to. He tried to grab his Achilles with his index and his thumb and yank it out.
Just rip it out.
And just rip it out. Favors was doing a bunch of goofy shit.
Yeah.
Get it together. Like it was so funny because at that point I was like, this is a very Clippers ass thing to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is an old, it reminded me of some of the Lob City days where it's like, dude, you're at home. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You're in front of fans that want to see you play and you're acting like you're getting popcorn thrown at you. How are we feeling? You're going to be in the building for game six.
I mean, I'm speechless. Like, I'm feeling incredible. You know, I had hope that they would still be able to pull out this win, you know. It would just take a lot of things kind of going right. And those things went right, you know. I think, you know, closing it out in six at home is firmly in play.
Oh,
full Staples Center.
I would say it's 50-50 at this point that that's going to happen.
Full Staples Center. I don't know, man. I'm feeling really good. Like I said, I'm kind of speechless after all this.
I would say I'm buzzing, but I also have just that. I know when I wake up tomorrow, today when you're listening to this,
yeah.
Unless we put this out early, which you probably will, I'm going to be back to just tense. I'm enjoying tonight, you know, I'm enjoying these next couple. I'm probably not going to go to sleep for a couple hours because I'm way too excited.
Yeah.
But I mean, this next 48 minutes, you know, these next 48 minutes are going to be big. So huge. Let's have a good time, feel good, but this is not over. And we're going to talk about the big issue that makes it not over.
Yeah.
Which is going to be Kawhi Leonard's knee in the next segment on Thursday.
What else makes you feel good?
Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah,
buddy. You got dang right. After so many good moments, it was a very tough choice for us to pick this week's Ultra moment. But it kind of has to be Kawhi Leonard's dunk on Derek Favors.
Yeah.
That was, other than Terrence Mann's dunk on Rudy Gobert... pretty unbelievable. This was one of the most brutal posters since he did the exact same thing to Maxi Kleber in round one.
Yeah.
The man is handing out posters right now. I don't know what job, poster maker? There's not a cool job for it, but he's doing it. The Clippers got it done without him against the Jazz in game five, but in order for the Larry O.B. to be within sight, they will need him back because he brings joy to the team and to the fans.
Very true.
Go check out tons of other exciting Ultra Moments with hashtag Ultra Moment. Remember, whatever you do, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Big shout out to Michelob Ultra. Go grab a couple cloves. They only have 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Hey, hey, joy creates success, and enjoyment isn't the end game. It's the whole game.
Okay, so we're back, and we're talking Thirsty Thursday. We're also going to kick things off talking about sort of Kawhi and the situation there. Assuming if you listen to this podcast, you probably heard the news. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, you have. I hope you did.
Was not.
Got a weird routine if you listen to a Daily Clippers podcast and didn't know about the Kawhi injury.
He was not in game five. You probably noticed. There is a knee sprain.
Yes. So we're recording this, like we said, Wednesday night. Ty Lue did say there's no potential return date for Kawhi Leonard. The team is optimistic about the situation and hopes to return clear results from the next 48 hours, which from that quote was on Wednesday morning. We'll probably get something the day that this comes out, that you hear this.
Yes, yes, most likely. And I mean, look, you can read into this any number of ways. Like, clearly they're very tight-lipped about the injuries. And
It's a chaotic injury report with the Clippers kind of all the time.
Yes, yeah, and they have been that way. You also brought up, though, that Kawhi also just has his own doctors and his own people, for
sure. If you're around the Clippers, you kind of understand like what Kawhi wants, Kawhi gets, because why would Kawhi not get what he wants?
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
But I do agree. I mean, like, the thing that has me also optimistic about the situation is he did initially travel with the team to Utah.
That's what's so weird, right? Like, so obviously it seems like the swelling didn't go down on the flight. That has to be my guess.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, he had the rest, ice, compression,
rice.
Elevation. Rice, thank you. Forgot that last one. And it just must have not gone down. Tomer, as really said, Kawhi Leonard was initially optimistic about his availability for game five. Like, he wasn't listed on the injury report. Also traveled with the team, but returned to LA once the swelling didn't subside. So further imaging. We don't know anything right now. We're not even going to speculate on what ifs, what could be's.
Don't want to.
All we know, he's going to get an MRI.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. We got to win game six.
Yep.
We now have to take a couple seconds out of the pod to give just the biggest just fuck you to Travis Rogers of ESPN Los Angeles.
Shameful.
We've never called anyone out like this by name
on
this podcast ever.
Shameful for ESPN Los Angeles.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Today, Wednesday, he said about this about the Kawhi Leonard injury. Another human being was injured in a professional sport, and he said this. Kind of makes me rest easier knowing that there's something out there that says you can rest easy knowing I'm not going to let the Clippers get anything nice. Feels like there's some order to the universe. First of all, get your words together, dummy.
Yeah.
What a, you can't even do like a concise trashy quote. You have to say rest easy and rest easier in the same. He's not even good at talking and he's on the radio. How bad is that?
Yeah.
It's like a construction worker who doesn't know what a hammer is. Like this is so disgusting.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I don't know.
It's weird as hell, too.
It's so weird.
That's the other part of it, man. What is your deal, Trav?
Also, like, yeah, get your life. You got a sad life. Get your shit together.
If one of the parts of your life that is good is just that another
human being who you don't know.
Who you don't know gets hurt, and that makes it so like, look, I understand people hate the Clippers. We get that. Clippers fans know that better than anybody. But no one ever wants anyone to be hurt. And anytime anyone's hurt, you're not psyched that that takes away some kind of success or momentum or good things that the other team
I've
had.
I've never been excited for any injury ever.
It's perverse.
Yeah, it's absurd.
God, Travis, come on, man. Travis, we'd love to have you on the show. Just kidding. If I ever see you driving your car, I'm going to throw an egg at you. Just disgusting. All right, let's talk about what changes without Kawhi.
So
let's start on the offensive side of the ball because the defense gets a little more complicated on the other side. So like systemically,
yeah,
not a whole bunch changes for the Clippers systemically.
No, I mean, no. I mean, you do lose some of his playmaking and you lose it. I mean, you lose the isolation scoring.
Yes, which is elite. The big issue is when Paul George sits. Is it the offense?
There, yeah, there's little, not going to be the staggering. Yeah.
A little sketchy about that. Obviously, it's a very big loss offensively. We're not pretending that.
Yeah.
He was on a world, just a world-destroying level of play.
Yeah.
And Ty Lue said he's bummed out, which makes me sad. Also, hearts out to Kawhi. We haven't even said that. Haven't even talked about that yet. He's got to be just so goddamn mad.
Just wishing him the best. I mean, it sucks.
But now let's talk about the defensive side of the ball, which is what, I mean, I think everyone listening is probably the most worried about.
I thought that this game tonight would have been like one of the higher scoring games the way things started.
Absolutely. We let the Jazz get 54 three-point attempts off. That can't happen again. That's the math problem, right? If you want some great insight into the Jazz, listen to the Locked On Jazz podcast. David Locke, phenomenal.
Covers the team. All the time.
All the time. Literally all the time. He talks about how the Jazz's advantage on offense is that they're a math problem from three.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. They just take so many.
Yep.
And no Kawhi makes them able to kind of get into that math problem.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair.
Some of them are junk shots like we talked about. But this, like, game six, the defense is going to have to be, I know this is crazy to say, borderline even. Like, it can't, there were some lapses in game five.
Yeah.
Those can't happen in game six.
Yeah, definitely.
There was, yeah.
I mean, we talked about it, like, even when we thought Kawhi was playing, right? Like, it's kind of been a series of margins. Like, so many of these things have been so close. And you just can't afford to make the mistakes. Like, I mean, we had some costly turnovers there.
We held on to the ball well in the first half, and then I think part of it had to be fatigue.
Definitely had to be fatigue. You don't plan on Donovan Mitchell going 4 of 14 again.
No, I'm happy we won the game that Donovan Mitchell, you know, couldn't put up more than 21
points. I mean, we had to, right?
Yeah,
like you can't.
You can't let that game get away.
You just can't. And yeah, you can't let some of those opportunities slip through your fingers.
And the new small ball lineup has to get figured out fast. This was another stat from David Locke. He said the clip prior to this game. Said the Clippers have not played any small ball lineup with Paul George and no Kawhi Leonard for more than 6 minutes in the playoffs. We got Rondo, Batum, George, Reggie, and Mann for six. We got Reggie, Kennard, PG, Batum, and Morris for three. And then Reggie, Kennard, PG, Mann, Batum also for three. Rondo needs to not be in these lineups because the Jazz are not respecting him on the three-point line. Like, that's why Gobert was crushing in that small ball lineup. He just could chill on the drop. And, like, if Rondo would have been taking those threes, I would have been punching through the bricks in your apartment. Like, it would have been frustrating.
Yeah.
So now Ty Lue has an even shorter rotation to work with, especially given we don't know what Zoo's minutes are going to look like in game six.
No, agreed.
He's got to play more than eight. Bev.
I mean, it's essentially like we're running like seven guys here.
We didn't give a shout out to Bev in the first segment, but his defensive energy was great tonight.
Yeah.
He's 100%. Starting to kind of get into like peak Bev-ness just when the Clippers perfectly need it.
Yeah. And he only hit one of his threes, but boy, was it a sweet one.
And you know, five attempts from the floor, three from three. I'm okay with that. I know I kind of said on the last pod I want to have more rep. Five attempts, love it.
That's perfect.
Let's keep it at
That's perfect.
Totally fine. I'm so excited to see what Ty Lue talks about in the presser on Thursday. And I'm really excited to see what lineups get brought out on Friday.
Definitely. Definitely.
Whew. Also, Travis Rogers, if he ends up doing an apology after this episode comes out, I don't know, just be better. Don't put your foot in your mouth in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to, if you stay ready, you don't have to get
change ready. Your mindset, man. Because it's not just that you said that, like, you think that.
You think
get out of here.
You probably think some, you probably got some sick thoughts.
Definitely got some sick thoughts.
Sick thoughts over there on Trav's head. One time, can I tell a funny story about a Travis?
Yeah.
One time, I saw this guy named Travis walking down the street. I didn't even know this guy and I knew his name because he was wearing a shirt that had two thumbs pointing like to the person wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
And it just said, it's a Travis thing.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But he was having a good time. I hope that Travis is doing well. I hope Travis Rogers maybe doesn't get a full 8 hours of sleep tonight. That's as mean as I'm going to get. Coming up. We're going to be just honestly decompressing from one of the craziest days in the NBA. So you for all to listen to. And then just getting time to rally those Clips fans. But first, Will, auto parts. Say I have a car and I need auto parts. What's up with that?
Look, you got to go to check out Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure the often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counter person orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything you need from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or just a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers.
Wow.
So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On. And their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Look, my car is up and running. I want to put some money down on it.
Makes
some
sense.
Slips.
Oh, you're betting pinks? Well, you can't bet pinks at betonline.ag, but you can bet bucks. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Money only, no pink slips, although things might get crazy. Who knows? Football's definitely over, but the NBA playoffs are going. The WNBA is happening. Bet on that. And the NHL is also in the playoffs. And baseball's back. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bet, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON, that's all capital letters, one word, for your 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Okay, so we're back with shavings. And this is an audio format, so you can't see what I'm doing, but I am rubbing my temples so intensely.
What was today
to try
in the
to
NBA?
Get past whatever today was.
Okay, so if you're a Clippers fan, here's the timeline of your morning. If you're literally me, you wake up to the Woj bomb that Kawhi is hurt.
Yep.
Chris Paul has COVID. Hope he's doing okay. He tested positive.
Yeah.
You know, good vibes out to him. Everything's okay. The Mavs are in free fall. They're firing their GM. Van Luke Gundy got canned.
Yeah, Van Gundy's out.
And did what else? Did anything else crazy happen?
I mean, I guess the Brooks thing happened yesterday. But
oh, yeah. What was today? It was just exhausting. I'm so happy.
I'm sure we're missing stuff, so.
Apologies. But like, what a way to start the day. But we got through it, and we got through it with a win. It's the most important thing.
I know. It was great. It was almost just too much for me to take, man. It
yeah,
was a
I
lot.
Think I'm gonna be a mess tomorrow at work. I'm just so excited. We gotta close out just on a quick note. Clippers fans.
Yes.
We're gonna have an episode for you on Friday previewing game 6 versus the Jazz, which will be packed at Staples. If you're going to this game, be loud.
How did the tickets work for this? Like,
what do you mean?
Did they sell all these tickets?
Ticket.
No, I mean, like, did they sell all these tickets in advance, or like, did they have to wait till the official word of the 15th? Or I mean, I just don't know how all that works. Was like, was there suddenly a massive influx of tickets available to fans? Or
I'm not 100% sure. I'm curious. I'm gonna check SeatGeek right now
because I don't know exactly how they would do that or how they would structure that. I mean, I'm sure just due to the size of the Staples Center, you know, they were pretty in the loop, you know, lining each other's pockets, so to speak, with the local government.
Okay. This is a deep poll. Do you remember that guy on Twitter who used to be mad at us because we would do ads for StubHub instead of SeatGeek?
Oh, yeah.
He would tweet us that we were sellouts because we had to do ad reads for a certain like ticket service.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I don't choose these damn ads. If you're going to the game, Clippers need all the help they can get. I don't mean that in a bad way, but hey, it's a full Staples Center.
This is it,
folks.
This is the opportunity.
We can do this right now.
Yeah.
I know this is a day early, but I want you to be hyped up for 36 hours prior.
Yeah. Why
maybe,
not?
Yeah. Maybe 20, depending how the time works. This is a heavyweight fight. The Jazz are not done. Terrence Mann talked about in the postgame, they could be down 20, down 10. Doesn't matter. The Jazz are not done.
Yeah.
But you know what?
We have just such a great chance to sort of close the door on this one.
I can see it. Clippers fans, you can see it too. And we got it. You know, that passion needs to be there. And it will be. This isn't to say that we don't think it will be there. But it's the first full house at Staples. The Clippers. The Los Angeles Clippers. Get to play the first full capacity borderline major sporting event.
No, I mean, Dodger Stadium already had 50 some dozen people.
I said borderline. And this is the playoffs. In Staples. That was going to be the last part of it. So.
Oh,
Dodgers,
sorry.
Dodgers don't got us on that one.
Sorry.
it's unbelievable.
And no,
what a moment
it's
for
it's incredible.
Fans. And what a chance for things to go truly better than they've ever gone for the Clippers in the history of our
country. Don't say that.
It
Come
could.
On.
What? It just, hey, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad. Be mad at Paul George. You played so well, you know? Put us in this. We're not used to this position. I have nothing more to say other than that Paul George is phenomenal, and I hope he remains a Clipper for the rest of his career.
Yeah. I mean, at least for 5 more years.
Hey. Friday's episode. Previewing game 6 versus the Jazz. You're going to be in the building.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time. It will be packed. Packed at Staples. A love, Mary quarantine, and whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. Disclaimer, look, I mean, honestly, no matter what happens, there's going to be a little short episode on Friday night. There has to be.
We'll see.
Okay, I'm going to do a little short episode on Friday night. Well, where can these people tell their I'm so tired from today and so hyped about this. Where can people listen to our podcast?
You could check us out on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Amazon Music. You can always tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. It works flawlessly. As we mentioned up top, we do come at you Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific. We'd love to have you listen.
We absolutely would. I have been and will try and remain positive, Chuck Locklear.
And I am and continue to be William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.